It's what I live for.
What else is new?
91.5 WMFO.
Ready?
Danny,
Evan,
I wouldn't normally do this to you, but you gotta pull this one down. We'll get Joe and Jet back on in just a few minutes.
Totally.
But you know what? Hey, I was checking out Facebook this morning, and I saw a really cool post about a really good friend who was doing some great stuff, and I decided to send her a text to see what she was up to this morning. She said she was hanging out. I asked her if she wanted to give us a call. Our really good friend, and all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, country music, new up-and-rising sensation, Miss Krista Angelucci's on the phone with us right now. Krista, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my God. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, my God. We're doing great. You know, you were here about a year ago, and we were talking about some great things happening, and I know some big things have happened in the last year. Like, you're no longer here in Boston anymore. Tell us about that.
I'm not. I've been down in Nashville now for about almost 2.5 years, but 2 years for sure. So I've been working hard and... Yeah.
Oh, seeing lots of great stuff. You know, I saw that your single is in your album's getting really done up well.
Yes, it is, actually. So it's been crazy enough, 4 years since the last EP that was out.
Right.
So I've spent some time just kind of writing and kind of just figuring out what that next project was. And so now I have this new EP called Love Me Crazy.
Yeah.
The single is Boom Boom.
Oh,
but it'll all be...
No, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it'll all be up for pre-order and stuff sometime in May on iTunes. So,
fantastic. Yeah. You sent me the MP3 earlier, and I was
You surprised me. I was like, who's going to be on tonight? And I'm like, Krista!
I know.
That's amazing. I love it.
I was trying to keep it a surprise from him. Then he saw your tweet. So he was...
All
over that. I was all over that. I love it.
He's like, Danny. He's like, Evan, I got the... I know what's going on. So,
great.
Are you in Nashville? Are you living in Nashville itself?
I am. Yes, I am.
And where are you recording these days?
So, you know what's funny? A friend of mine, Chris Parker, who's in this band, The Void Nation, you should check them out. They're awesome. I write a lot with Chris, and he and I started doing some demos for some songs I wrote, and it just kind of turned into us deciding that we were going to co-produce this next project together for me. So he's my co-producer on the Love Me Crazy EP. We actually wrote Love Me Crazy together with another friend, and so I'm just really excited about it. A lot of it was done with tracks at his house studio. And then from there, I did my vocals and mixing and stuff at a couple different places. We had the Omni Studio down here, which is pretty well known.
Yep, for
kind
sure.
Kind of a smaller studio. And then Eric Torres with The Couch Room did all my mixing and the vocals and all that. So we hopped around a few different areas, but... I'm really kind of excited. It just turned out very me.
Oh, so. that's great. You're in great hands. I love hearing all that. So, you know, I've been watching you on Facebook and social media, and I saw that you cut your hair. It looks amazing, by the way.
I did. I chopped it off.
all of it off.
Right?
Gorgeous, though.
You're right. And I've known you for years. So I remember Krista growing up with the long, long hair, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, she moves and cuts her hair off? Oh, no.
Don't, Krista.
Hey, I need some, a little bit of edgy change.
Right, so. Right. It's looking good, though. The image
thank
is on, you,
you
think.
The edginess with you with that photo, by the way, with the lyric photo with the balloons, I was like, totally awesome for you to take.
Isn't that funny? we actually I was working on a lyric music video last night for Boom Boom, so we had some balloons in there, some silly string and a couple other things, so we just kind of had a fun time, and I'm really excited to show everyone.
Oh, awesome. Keep that silly string away from Danny, though. He gets in trouble with it.
All the time, though.
So, you know, awesome. So, hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, you've been doing this a long time now, and you have just been growing and growing and rising and accomplishing so much more. You know, we have a lot of people that call in and check in and ask us, you know, can they get on the radio? Can they get their song played? And what does it take to get their song on the radio or to even record? What were some of the things that you did back in the day, some of the earlier things that you did? Did you sing any singing competitions? Any having any vocal coaches? What were some of the things that helped you sort of navigate to the next step?
You know what? I've always been asked, like, you know, how did I grow? And I feel like it never stops. I'm so still learning down here. It all comes to networking and who you know when it comes to the business side of things.
Of course.
And just learning from those people and finding the people that want to be on your team with you. But I think for me, honestly, I've just had such a supportive family and friends and everybody that's just kind of helped encourage me and push me along the way. I grew up doing a lot of national anthems.
Yep.
That was kind of one thing for me, as you guys know. And then from there, I was learning guitar and I was writing, but I was also playing out in a band around Boston.
What was the name of the band?
Digger Dog was one of them. I was in several different cover bands, but Digger Dog for most of my time.
That was a great band. I remember seeing them all over the city.
They are awesome.
Oh, sure.
And that's where I learned a lot as far as performance on stage and kind of what that took. And so kind of, you know, really shaped my craft there. And then the move out to Nashville was just a whole other game changer. You come out here and suddenly you're like, oh my goodness, everybody can sing. It's very different. But I think the most important thing as an artist and as a writer is kind of finding you and making sure that you're happy with what you're doing. And then from there, people are really going to enjoy it because they're going to feel that it's real. And I love pop music and I love country. And I kind of trying to bring those two together in this EP, just kind of some fun songs that people can sing along to. And it even kind of, I hear some bits of like throwback Amy Grant 90s pop in my music, so I'm really excited for it all.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you know, I asked you on tonight just to change up the subject a little, because we wanted to hear what's going on. We're featuring Ladies That Rock the Lounge. You certainly have been in the studio. You've rocked us live many times. We don't want you to go anywhere yet, but we want you to definitely come back next time you're in Boston.
We got this great
playlist that I want to hear. What's your take? We played a band called Paramore just a little while ago.
Yeah.
And Hayley Williams. What do you think of a band like that, you know, being ranked as far as female vocalist with the Annie Lennox and the Pat Benatars of the world? Because she, like Amy Lee, certainly has it.
Oh my gosh, her voice is gorgeous. talk about talent right there.
Oh, is it amazing? Amazing talent.
Yeah, it really is. I really love their music. We recently wrote a song called Scar that was very Paramore vibes, and so I definitely look up to her and the influences there with that band.
Oh, awesome.
I think that's
All right, so hey, you know, when we get artists, we get artists.
This is the fun part.
This is the fun part. You ready for this?
So I'm ready.
You're ready. All right. There's no right or wrong answer, but just know we want to fire. We have 20 questions with Krista right now, and there won't be 20.
Oh my goodness.
We're gonna rapid fire some questions. So you're ready? Danny's got a list right now.
Favorite color crayon.
Color green.
Favorite time of day.
Oh, breakfast.
Favorite female artist album of all time.
It's definitely Amy Grant, and that was probably her Behind the Eyes album.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Favorite instrument?
I love guitar because I play that, but banjo is really cool.
And you know what? Your favorite pair of shoes. You got to have that.
I do. And at the moment, they're my gold sneakers.
There we go. And
all right.
Favorite place to write a song?
Favorite place to write a song. Actually, at this place called The Workshop in town. They're really awesome.
Let's see if you can get this. My favorite cologne. What's your favorite man's cologne?
Oh, geez. Well, I know what Abercrombie Fitch smells like when I walk in, but I don't
there we go.
Know.
Danny's going to start wearing that. CD or vinyl?
Vinyls are awesome. Very cool.
Favorite energy drink?
I like Red Bull.
You know, being from Boston, Krista, your favorite time, your favorite season?
You know what? It's definitely spring.
Right on. Football or baseball?
What was the first one?
Football or baseball?
I like baseball.
And Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Instagram, huh? All right, speaking of Instagram and Twitter, how can everybody find you if they want to look you up, check out your CDs, buy your music online? Give us a little 411.
Yeah, it's all under my name. All the handles are Krista Angelucci.
Yep.
So you'll find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And soon I'll have my music out on Spotify and iTunes and all that. So.
Oh.
Yeah, and KristaAngelucci.com too, just my website.
Oh, great. Hey, last question on that. Who are your two favorite DJs?
Oh, well, obviously it's Evan and Danny.
Yeah.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you guys so much.
Danny, you got Boom Boom queued up over there?
I have it right here.
You do?
The premiere on the lounge here tonight.
So, Krista, lead us up into Boom Boom. Tell us a little bit about it. We're going to play it next for you.
Yeah, You know what's really funny? I started writing it a little bit when I lived in Boston. The boom boom part, anyways, just the words. And I always loved the melody to this little thing that I had. So I brought it to a friend of mine called, named Shannon MacArthur.
Yeah.
And the two of us ended up writing this awesome song. And it's funny, to this day, he doesn't really like pop commercial music, and I'm not sure it's his favorite song, but it's one of mine. So I'm really excited for it all, and I'm just glad I got to write it with a good friend of mine.
Oh, awesome. Well, Krista, you know what? Thank you so much for checking in. We're always excited to have you on. We hope you're going to, when you're in Boston again, you're going to come in and check us out and hang out with us for a night.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
I'd love to do this again.
You're so welcome. Danny, why don't we get a little boom boom on for Krista and all our friends here in Boston?
I hope it's stuck in your head.
All right. You'll be stuck in our head. Thank you very much, Krista. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great night.
Have a great night.
You
boom,
too.
Boom. On the lounge.
New music now on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Go ahead and put in your request off Saturday night. Baby, I'll be keeping you to morning light. You'll always have a front row seat to the neon lights. So baby, we'll just keep it just you and I. You know my heart goes boom, boom.
WMFO in Medford, the world premiere here of Boom Boom, Krista Angelucci.
I just love her. She's so awesome. That's a great song.
Amazing. And, you know, I apologize, everyone, that we had to interrupt that song, but come on. Wasn't it worth it, Evan?
Oh, absolutely. And normally, we wouldn't do that. And again, we apologize for doing that. And Joan Jett, we are so sorry. But you know what? We're going to make it up to you right now. Right, Danny?
Absolutely. Here we go. Joan Jett.
Bad reputation.
Ladies That Rock. 91.5. MFO.
Yeah. by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. I'll take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station. And the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO.org.
Can't stay at home, can't stay in school. Old folks say a poor little fool. Down the street, on the pill next door. On the box you've been waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mommy. Jerry Bond. Sounds too.
Marie Larkin. Joan Jett, ladies that rock the lounge here on 91.5 WMFO. Oh my goodness, what an awesome block. The Runaways right there. Jerry! Can't even sing it. And the Blackhearts, Joan Jett, who doesn't love rock and roll, and Also Hate Myself for Loving You, Bad Reputation, kicked that amazing block off, Evan.
Didn't it?
Absolutely amazing. All we see, she was the member of the Runaways and future heavy metal queen Lita Ford was her little bandmate,
right?
Just absolutely amazing. And the Runaways, you know, have the historical significance for actually being the first all-girl rock band to have hit songs, record, platinum albums, Evan, okay? Amazing, amazing. And she, in 2015, what, right? What happened in 2015? Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Amazing. And actually, Hart is actually going to be with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Cheap Trick July 24th at the Xfinity Center. Though we called it early in the show. What do we call it?
You called it the Tweeter Center.
Tweeter Center,
Great Woods. Great Woods, Tweeter, Great Woods, Xfinity,
everyone has
Comcast.
A memory under each specific category, for real.
I don't know a venue that has had more name changes in the last 15 years.
Seriously,
or 20 years.
I live right in Foxborough, so there's no excuse. You know, the summer season is going to be coming, and very soon, all the tailgating, I'm going to be right there.
Excellent.
5-minute drive. I can't.
Right? Speaking
of tailgating, Uber drive.
You know what we got tickets to, right?
Yeah, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, baby.
They're coming to Foxborough. Another one. Foxborough Stadium. Gillette Stadium.
Schaefer Stadium.
Before my time.
Before you were even born,
before,
right?
Pretty much. I think so.
Oh, let's get to some shout-outs. Let's just get off this trip.
Lisa Zambitos and Roslindale Girl. We got Dan and Zana, who is listening. And also, I got my boo, Drea, who's in Attleboro listening.
What up, boo?
We have so much fun at work every day. We walk by, like, hey, boo. And I'm like, hey, boo. We have a little matcha tea in the morning.
Do you use the jazz hands with the boo, too?
We do. And she wore a beautiful outfit today.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. I helped pick it out for her. What? Don't make fun of my jazz hands. I'm so glad that we don't have Facebook Live going.
Oh, we're going to have it up and running next week. That's for sure.
So let's continue the music.
Yeah, why not? You know, Al, this is my favorite part because, you know, we got music coming up from an ex-Playboy bunny.
Uh-huh.
You knew I was going to like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is also somebody who looked up to Marilyn Monroe. But, you know, we have Deborah Ann Harry. Everybody knows her as Debbie Harry from Blondie.
Absolutely.
Oh, right on cue, Danny. That was great.
Call me.
Call us.
617-627-3800. It's Ladies That Rock the Lounge. WMFO.
You can't.
Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Your free form station, 91.5 WMFO. I'll get you.
give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Ladies that rock the lounge here tonight, 91.5 WMFO, it's Danny Martinetti. We got Evan Myers in studio going until 10 o'clock. Man, this is exhausting, but in a good way.
Those
like,
hands.
I'm totally ready to rock the night here tonight. That was a great Blondie block, by the way. New listener request, a listener alert, rather. We had Nancy in Baltimore, Maryland called in. Hey,
what
girl.
What up, Nancy?
What up, Nancy? So it's always good. 617-627-3800. Hit us up on our social media, Lounge Radio Show, for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
So this next one, Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, obviously best known for her work there for and her obviously extensive solo career.
Oh, she's had over 50 top 40 hits. She's had over 140 million albums sold. She was at one point deemed the reigning queen of rock and roll and one of 100 greatest singers of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. And as a member, you know, of Fleetwood Mac, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well in 1998.
And one of the songs that we're going to play, a Prince song inspired Stand Back, which was a Little Corvette.
Little Corvette inspired a lot of songs, but that was from her 1983 album, The Wild Heart. And you know, I got a great song, Rooms of Fire, and Edge of 17 from Belladonna, 1981. But you know what? We're going to kick it back, and we're going to stand back while Danny's jazz hands go crazy in
That's
the studio.
Right. Ladies that rock the lounge, WMFO.
hope you're enjoying the music. Your freeform station, WMFO.org. Somewhere.
Singing, ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh, and the day-